We ask kids what it took.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or ad.
Good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to a special best of edition of the Laura Ingraham Show. Why settle for less when you can get the best?
Your healthy radio addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Every time I think you might have changed, put aside the anger and the blame. Make myself believe that there's a way to work it out.
I was so upset. It was the worst feeling I think I've ever felt. It was worse than even like the worst breakup I've ever had. It was the worst kind of despair, because I just thought, oh, you know, anybody who feels the way I do knows what that feeling was like. And so I went to work, but I had been crying all morning. I was on the phone with my sister. I'm like, we're going to Spain. We're going. I have the house. And then I went into work, and all the people that worked for me, which are many millennials, said, I can't do this today. There's no way I can do a show. I can't get my act together or my face together. And Barbara Boxer came in, and she was like, I will take care of you today. I will be your anchor. I've been in politics for 30 years. This is not the end of the world. This is not the apocalypse. I will give you hope. You have to put a bunch of people to bed tonight, and I'm going to help you do it.
The hard way,
Wait a second. This is putting me in a great mood. Is this that Chelsea Lately? Or Chelsea?
Chelsea Handler on the Trevor Noah show.
Oh,
that Daily Show that nobody watches anymore.
I never watch any of these shows. I have no interest at all.
But I mean,
this is like a therapy session.
Yeah,
this is what it's come to. These are these Hollywood celebrities that have layer upon layer of people managing their lives. They have publicists, they have managers, they have agents, they have assistants, they have interns. All these people managing their lives. And you would think they would think, gosh, you know, I'll be fine. I mean, I don't agree with Donald Trump, but they throw themselves into this faux depression, which, how long do you think that lasted before the next rum and coke for old Chelsea? I mean, half the time, you know, God bless her. She looks like she just walked in from an all-nighter. I mean, she's a little bit out, you know, she's a little bit out there. I mean, I guess, can she be funny? I have no idea. I've never watched her. Is she kind of foul mouth, right?
Yeah,
she's a foul
dirty.
Mouth. Oh yeah, James.
She's dirty.
Nods. I don't. She's dirty.
Yeah,
a dirty girl. Okay. Yeah, I don't like the dirty mouth.
It's not a nice.
Yeah,
you know,
look, everybody can drop a swear word every now and then.
Well,
did you hear
what Mark Wahlberg said the other day about the Hollywood?
I like Mark Wahlberg. What did he say? I hope it was something good.
He said Hollywood has to get out of the politics business. He said these people should basically
start making decent.
It was
movies.
The Laura Ingraham line. Shut up and sing.
Shut up and act. Shut up and produce.
Right.
Shut up and direct.
Yep. He actually said a lot of celebrities talk politics and they shouldn't. He said it just goes to show you that people aren't listening to that anyway. They might buy your CD or watch your movie, but you don't put food on their table and you don't pay their bills. And he said a lot of Hollywood is in a bubble, living in a bubble. They're pretty out of touch with the common person. This is on Life Set, by the way, Pop Set. Me, I'm very aware of the real world. I come from the real world, and I exist in the real world. And although I can navigate Hollywood, I love the business opportunities it's afforded me. I also understand what it's like not to have all that. Mark Wahlberg.
He's a daily communicant.
Remember,
we always see him when we're going to Mass in L.A.?
Yeah, we won't say what church, but yes.
No, oh, yeah, no. God bless.
A good guy.
I got in trouble that time. What did I do when I Raymond dared me to do something at communion. What
was it?
Remember? Was it to kneel down for communion or something?
I thought you were going to talk about something horrible. No. I don't remember ever daring you to do something at communion.
No. It was a tradition. Yeah,
yeah,
to
you
kneel
during. Yeah, you bend a knee. And
bended knee.
And did they?
And there was a particular priest who was like, he was
he was very signed. Put out.
He was put out by the fact that I went for the traditional. Let's just say this particular church in Los Angeles is very, very, very open.
Welcoming. Liberal. Dialoguing.
It's dialoguing all the time.
Open.
Yeah, they're evolving. No, they're evolving. They're evolving. I have to get that plaque for the studio. I'm not evolving. There's a great plaque that. Well, I can't remember who has on his desk. I'm not evolving. No evolution allowed. just stay the same. You're not changing it. We're aging, but we're not evolving in our views. Thank you very much.
So Chelsea Handler had a full-on therapy session with Trevor Noah the other night. It was very, as you hear, therapeutic.
I think that there is a problem in this country, not with just men and women. I think there's a problem with women and women. I don't think women support women when 40, I don't know what the percentage is. Is it 48?
I think it was 53% of white
women. Like I said, 53% of white educated women. College graduates, whatever.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like
white
a college
women
graduate.
Vote for that man.
Yes.
Then we have a real problem.
Women don't support women who women are the women,
the
college
women.
Women
and the 40, 48, and 40, 43.
40, I don't know. But why are you talking politics?
Oh my gosh, you are. One of now, the
how did she turn into Peggy Noonan? I mean, what
least
happened here?
Informed people on this is one of the most. She's what's that other?
I just think
comic?
Come
is
up
it
with
Chow?
A joke.
Cho, Margaret Cho.
No,
she's another.
She's a transportation secretary. Yeah. Don't confuse Cho and Chow. One is this transportation secretary.
Elaine.
The
Chow.
Other is
Margaret Cho.
Cho.
Yeah. Cho.
Elaine Chow.
Margaret Cho. Well, Margaret Cho. Elaine Chow is very smart,
yes.
And I've known her for many years. She's a wonderful person. Margaret Cho is another one of these foul-mouthed female comics. I don't like foul-mouthed comics anyway, in general. I just don't like the foul-mouthed. Every other word is the F-bomb. Every other word? Does it have to be that? Can we just go back to Don Rickles' humor? He's still performing. He's in Las Vegas. Drew and I drove by on a way back from our studio. He's playing kind of an off strip. I don't
really?
Know what hotel this was. Yeah, it's off the strip.
The TikTok casino.
Yeah, this is an oldie casino, but it's off the strip. But thinking, man, I still want to go see him. I've got to go see him.
That is the funniest act, I'm telling you.
Oh, hey, is that your wife? Is that your wife sitting next to you? Jeez.
For the poor people down front. He's like, hey, is that your wife? Is it your new married? This one? She's in two seats. Look at the size of this one. And then he goes back, no, I'm kidding. Oh, yeah. No, he like,
oh, no,
he
no.
ridicules
He cuts
people.
Through the audience.
And now he comes out and he like sits in a little chair.
Yeah.
He's still hilarious and cutting. The act is stiller than before, but boy, is it funny.
I miss Joan Rivers.
She was funny.
She was a scream and totally conservative. She was an absolute scream, but I miss Joan Rivers. I mean, I'm sorry, but she was... They killed her. That doctor killed her. So we have more Chelsea Handler. Are we torturing our audience? One more.
Christmas.
When I understand if you don't like Hillary. I get that. I totally get it. But forget about if you like her or not. Look at what she's done. Then you need to get behind that woman, whether you like her or not. You get behind somebody who's done the job.
No applause.
I'm a just wasted a wedgement.
Do you notice there's no applause? She's milking the audience, trying to find
audience
an applause
reacting.
Line. And the audience is
Isn't
not
Isn't this supposed
moving.
To be entertaining? Aren't these shows supposed to entertain you?
This is just...
How many of you watch these late-night shows? One is worse than the next.
Look, they already killed the other guy, Larry Whitmore. Is that his name?
I don't even know what that is.
Who is
they
it? Killed Larry Wilmore. Wilmore, yeah.
I didn't
even know his name because I didn't... He was the guy who took over for Colbert. They canceled the show.
Oh, my God. I knew that wasn't going to work.
Trevor Noah...
And this Colbert, is this any good? That show, I never watch it. Doesn't work. Doesn't work, does it? It's just Fallon, I guess, is okay sometimes. But even that, it kind of began and it ended with Carson, in my view. Carson, you're just never going to be Carson. Jay Leno had some good moments.
He was good. Yeah,
Jay Leno was kind of amiable.
Leno played it down the middle. He wasn't
he
a political
middle,
comedian.
Yeah.
And Carson did the same thing. Carson made fun of everybody, but he wasn't.
He didn't drive his politics out front. It's always a mistake for any entertainer, I think, to put the politics out front. It's a bad idea.
Miley Cyrus really turned the election, turned the tide going
door. She and Katy Perry going door to door. Did you see Hillary giving that award to Katy Perry the other day?
Oh.
She showed up to give her some award, and Katy had a big breakdown. And,
oh, no. Well, the roar has turned into a whimper for Katy Perry. Hear me roar. I don't think that's working. When we come back, generosity, charity, charitable giving at the holidays. You know, we rush around looking for presents for friends and family, and at a time where so many are in such need here and around the world, how we can do something that really is life-changing for another person and what that makes you really feel like. It's a great feeling. It really is true that when you're helping someone else, you're happiest. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. It's fun to get something and a gift and have a good time. But the true meaning of Christmas is the gift to others that you give of your time, of your love. If you're able to bake some cookies or bake a pie or set a dinner for someone, or give to someone who's not expecting it, and you don't look for anything in return. We're going to talk about that. Who helped you most in your life when you really needed it? I want to reflect back with you. Who helped you most in your life when you really needed it? Let's say we have to limit this, though. Can't be your mother or father, okay, because that's just too – that everyone will say mom or dad. Beyond your mother or father, your brother or sister, who else? Who really changed your – helped you change your life when you really needed it? 855-40-LAURA. Lee Habib, who's the former executive producer on this show, who's now the VP of content at Salem Radio Network. Gratefulness in a time of selfishness. We're going to talk about this. Habib's up next. Don't go away.
I wasn't thinking anything. I was just like, how am I going to get through this without crying on TV? And then I did cry on TV. And you know what? Good. I'm glad I cried. I was really upset.
Here's a question I have.
Stay tuned for more of this special edition of The Laura Ingraham Show. Every time you go online or use public Wi-Fi, you're putting your personal information in danger. Unless you take precautions, a hacker can grab your passwords or your credit card info in seconds. These hacks happen millions of times every day, and the victims have their personal information exposed or identity stolen. So how can you protect yourself? The software I use is called ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN makes it super easy for anyone to stay secure online. ExpressVPN hides your IP address and encrypts all of your data online. That means nobody can see what you do on the Internet, not even government spy agencies like the NSA. The ExpressVPN app takes 90 seconds to set up on your computer or your phone. You click a button, and poof, you're protected. So if you want to protect yourself from hackers and spies, visit expressvpn.com/Laura. To get this special offer, you'll get 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Laura for 3 months free with a one-year package. Don't risk your online data any longer. Visit expressvpn.com/Laura today.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Listening to the best of the Laura Ingraham Show.
Christmas means love and joy to your neighbor.
How do we make the most out of our charitable giving?
We need to choose the charity that we want to be involved with. And I would encourage people not to just get caught up in kind of the trendy, you know, in the now charities, but rather to pick one that's in keeping with your own personal, you know, set of values and things that are important to you. And also make sure that we're dealing with charities where the majority of, you know, the contributions are going to the cause and not to overhead or any kind of fees.
Joy to your neighbor.
I want Diamond and Silk on giving. I want Diamond and Silk on how to give and what to give and where to give it. You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show. This segment brought to you by Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor, in fact, gives 95% of all monies received, small contributions, bigger contributions, directly to those in need in 17 countries. And when we think of the poor in the United States, it's different from the poor in a place like Honduras or Guatemala. You want to see poor? That's poor. And $50 for Food for the Poor changes a life, saves a life. For a whole year. You can provide food for a year and clean water for life. $50. That's all. Think about it. One child. Triple that, you get three children. So it's great. It makes you feel great. And you know what that is? That's $12.50 a month. Three children's lives saved. Think of the stuff you waste your money on. $12.50. Come on. So Food for the Poor. You go to LauraIngraham.com or you go to LifeSet.com. You see that banner ad? You see a little Give Life? That's Food for the Poor. So help me out. We want 50 giving 50. 50 people, 50 listeners giving 50 Food for the Poor. And you win my heart over that way, that's for sure. Joining us now, and this will be like old time's sake for me, Lee Habib, Vice President of Content at Salem Radio Network, who has his own whole radio platform now, which is fantastic. He's a storyteller. He's a musical, you know, he's a genius on music. Lee just knows everything that you want to know about music. Lee knows it, culture, politics, film. He's a Renaissance man. Let's just face it. Lee Habib. Lee, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Well, not only good, when you were talking earlier about Johnny Carson, remember we were telling a story about Carson back in, I think, 2003 or 4, mm-hmm. and we found Johnny Carson's last interview with Barbara Walters, where he was talking about his life, his regrets, his loneliness, his shyness. But remember, when he was asked about politics, he said, at 11:30 at night, America does not want to be reminded of things that depress them and divide them. They want to laugh. And so I will never let people know what my political persuasion is, and it is a big mistake to do that. Mm. That's why all of these people don't have Johnny's appeal. They're cutting off half of America. when they crack their jokes the way they do them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this Katie Perry and this, oh my God, Miley. So, I mean, some of them have some real talent, but, man, they just, you don't even want to listen to them anymore after they throw their politics. It makes you, like, I don't really want to, I used to love Springsteen, but that's even been ruined for me. And
it's been ruined for me, too. And the songs, by the way, are now overtly political. Wrecking Ball's overtly political. When you go back and you listen to Factory, he says Factory gave my life, hearing Factory gave him life. So he was talking about all the good things work did for his father and how complicated his father was. By the time he got rich and was able to ponder his own navel, he started hating the very factory jobs that he said his father needed. Crazy. Can't understand the man. I don't even understand his internal logic and his songs anymore.
Hey, Lee, we have someone on the line, Jack in Massachusetts, who's a World War II vet. So how old are you, Jack? You must be up in your 80s, 90s?
No, I'm 90 years old. I went in on my 70th birthday.
God bless you.
I enlisted in Boston, Massachusetts. I probably was on the same train as your father was going to boot camp.
You bet. My father was in the Navy, but he was 17. He would be 90 years old this year. So he would be 90 on December 12th.
I'm 90, and I went in when I was 17 out of Boston, and I went to Navy recruitment, probably on the same train
with
him.
Wow. So you had
a great American.
Right, and you had an aunt who helped you? Tell us about that.
Yes, I had an aunt. When I came home, I was 19 years old. My father got torpedoed in World War II in the Merchant Marine. My mother had passed away, and I had nobody. I lived in a loft in South Boston, and my aunt had me come over for tea one day. She always liked to drink tea, and I had not finished high school. And she said, what am I going to do with my life? And I said, I don't really know. I'm at loose end. She said, I want you to finish high school. And I said, I don't have any money. She said, don't worry. She said, I want you to finish high school. She made me enroll in the high school of Latin in Boston. And I finished with her help. I worked at night in a restaurant. And she helped me with other things. After I graduated from high school, I was going to get a job, and she said, no, you're not. She said, you're going to go to a two-year business institute. You don't have time to go to a four-year college because you lost 2 years already. So I went to Bryant and Stratton Business Institute, which is a 12-month school, and there was no fooling around. It was all business.
And so then what happened? You graduated, and then what happened? We're almost out of time.
I graduated. Mm-hmm. And from there, to make a long story short, I don't want to go into my long history, but eventually I became president and general manager of two separate companies.
Oh, my God.
And I had a lot of international experience in the aircraft aftermarket.
Yeah.
And I just had a wonderful life. I'm living retired. I'm very comfortable.
God bless you.
And, Laura, I owe it all to that one woman.
One person
she
who reached out. Oh, my gosh. What a great story. Lee Habib continues with us. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more of this special edition of The Laura Ingraham Show.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered. answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Linda, I and the entire KCNR family want to take this opportunity to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Please remember those military who cannot spend this time with their loved ones due to deployments in sometimes dangerous places. We will be playing holiday music during our showtime Monday and Tuesday to allow KCNR family members to be home to enjoy the special time of the year. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, from our family to yours. KCNR 1460, Creek Fire Radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts, located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty, during this joyous season.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday season.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Lucky you, you're listening to a special Best of Laura Ingraham Show.
Hey, Raymond, guess what I've been listening to in my car, Christmas time in New Orleans.
Oh, good.
You can watch.
Yes.
You can watch the special, just bits and pieces of the special.
But it's an extended promo. It really
is. This is really cool. And I don't think Lee Habib, who's with us from Salem Radio Network. Lee, are you aware of this Raymond PBS special that he produced? Are you aware of this?
No, I'm not.
I'm sending you a copy, Lee.
Yeah, we're sending it to
you. You will love it.
Great. We would love to help with it.
It's a lot of fun.
It's let me hear a little bit more of it, James. Let's hear it. And you know what, Lee? The Marsalis family's involved in this. Which Marsalis brother?
Jason Marsalis, who's the vibist here. He's on vibes for us. It's an 18-piece orchestra we put together, the NOLA Players. And they do Christmas classics with a New Orleans vibe. It's on Verve Records now.
Oh, that's fabulous. Really, and the special's all over PBS until Christmas.
Right, until the New Year.
Till the New Year.
Hundreds of airings between now and the New Year.
Oh, that's fun.
RaymondArroyo.com has all the airing dates. But you can get a preview on LifeSet right now.
That's very fun. Lee, we were talking earlier in that story from the World War II vet about someone who reached out and changed his life. Without his aunt, he wouldn't have had the life he had or the career he had. And you remind me this of all the time of, you know, the work you've done for groups like Food for the Poor and other organizations. But it changes you, does it not, to help someone like that?
Well, look, it does. I mean, you know, I was reading a great book about shareholder value, and the CEOs who delivered the most shareholder value in history didn't care about shareholder value. And when we're trying to pursue happiness, we're never happy if we're trying to pursue it ourselves. When we're helping other people, that's when we get happy. When Steve Jobs was trying to help his customers, that's how he delivered shareholder value. And so there's nothing like being happy when you're working with someone else that has nothing to do with you, serving them. And I think when we have our servants' hearts and we put our servants' hearts out there, I watch it, my little girl. Laura, when I take her to this weekly kitchen where we feed people, she's off the phone. She's not worried about what other sixth graders are thinking about her or talking about her. Mm-hmm. She's seeing people in need. A whole different dimension in my little girl comes out when she serves others. So we're at our best when we're forgetting about ourselves. We're at our best when we're serving others. And we're at our best when we get out of our own heads. Mm-hmm. And there's no better way to do it. And you know, I think you saw the same thing I saw with Food for the Poor. I went to Haiti with them this past summer, and I'd just never seen a group of people like this so dedicated to the cause. And I had never experienced anything like what I experienced those 4.5 days in Haiti. And I now am beginning to bring at-risk kids down to Haiti, kids who are poor here, mm-hmm. who think they're poor but aren't. Taking them, I got this idea from a black pastor from Cincinnati
Very
who said, you know, I got to tell you, my kids are always complaining about what they don't have. And me and you, Lee, we've been having a great dialogue about what is poverty. You know, we have grandparents who lived through the Great Depression. They didn't have much, but they still had mothers and fathers. Mm-hmm. They still had respect. I have pictures of my grandfather in his suit and his jacket. They dressed right. Look, poverty is not an economic state. It's a spiritual state. And watching that black minister say that he was going to bring 100 kids along with Food for the Poor over the next year.
Oh,
you want to talk about changing a life. Let those kids in the inner city see kids walk 4 hours to get rice for their mother and father.
Mm. Oh, that's a terrific
Powerful.
Idea.
And again, I saw Food for the Poor on the ground like you did in Guatemala, Laura.
Yeah.
just doing God's work. And by the way, for those of us who believe that private solutions to public problems are the way, and that the best way to bless God is to bless others and to show our blessings in our belief and in our works. I've just never experienced, and you know I spend a lot of time with charitable organizations, I've never encountered one with a commitment level and the boots on the ground level and the efficiency. The money doesn't go to overhead. It doesn't go to
conferences.
Food for the
poor. Oh, God. Conferences, like lavish conferences.
No travel. Yeah, no trips. And by the way, you look at the cars. You know, I love driving into the parking lot of an organization that I'm going to help. And it's LM We Help Food for the Poor. But I love looking at the cars in the parking lot because that tells me whether the people are doing this for the money or for the public service. And I can only tell you the cars in the parking lot are 9-year-old, 10-year-old, and 11-year-old old cars. And I love seeing that, Laura. I love seeing that.
I just want to remind everyone that in law school, Lee was in UVA with me. I met him first day of law school. And back then I was into cars. And I had speaking of the values being the wrong values, I had a 1985 Porsche, topaz blue Porsche 911 Cabriolet. It was a sweet, sweet car. Okay. And so one day, mm-hmm. Habib says to me, "Do you mind if I take the car out? Where were you riding out on, Lee, with that car? You took it with someone, Gene Burris."
I wanted to go to the Blue Ridge Parkway with it. You know, there's a great little testing ground to drive a car in, so I wanted to get it out and give it a real spin.
Yeah, and then someone was with you. Was it Gene Burris or one of those guys was with you? And you come back after driving my car and. I don't know if you owned up to it or whoever's in the car owned up to it. It's like you did a whole 360 with my Porsche in the middle of a – this was back in law school. You're just doing crazy things. I don't know. I don't think my car ever recovered from that.
I did a 360 donut. You had great tires. And, you know, in the end, you want to smell the tire smell. And I smelled the tire smell. But what happened is we drove the car back, and you could still smell the
tire
smell.
That's what it was. I was like, what's the smell?
And so – We didn't want you to think the car engine burned up.
That's what it was.
Look, any men who've ever played around with cars in a parking lot and do a little donut to see how they can handle a donut.
You're still trying to make excuses for this ruining my vehicle engine.
Hey, look, it was good fun. By the way, Laura, I had to share the generosity story that changed my life because you were asking your audience.
Good.
And it happened on our show.
Oh.
You and I were doing father-son segments, and we brought a guy on named John Croyle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember John Quirrell, he was the guy who was this great athlete for Bear Bryant. And he was going to go into the NFL, only he had this talent for helping at-risk kids. And you remember Bear Bryant said, "No, son, don't go into the NFL, work with kids." Mm-hmm. And so John Quirrell decided not to go into the NFL, to work with at-risk kids. And all kinds of people helped him. And John Quirrell at the Big Oak Ranch ended up putting 3,000 kids who were otherwise would have been orphan kids left at the ranch for lost, and he ended up putting them through college. And by the way, Laura, that story not only taught me about love, but it also led me to Christ. I mean, I became a Christian because of John Quirrell. That story on our airwaves. About a year later, I couldn't help myself. I had no other choice.
Wow, well, you were a Catholic before that, but you just weren't – I mean, you, it's not
I
like
left.
You weren't a Catholic.
I
mean, no, come on. You were
–
I
just didn't
You were
care.
Baptized.
I was baptized, but I had never gone to church. I didn't think about church. I loved Christian people, but I didn't say that Christ was my Lord and Savior. I didn't live as a Christian, and I wasn't a Christian. I mean, you're only a Christian if you pray, if you do the things you're supposed to do. I had been baptized when I was a kid, but I hadn't stepped foot in the church for anything but a wedding or a funeral
mm-hmm.
in many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very different life I live now because of John Croyle's generosity.
Have you kept in touch with him, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. I talk to him every year.
I give him money every year, but I don't keep in touch with him. I got to have him back on the show. He's just fabulous.
He's one of these human beings who I believe, like the Tuohys. You know, what I loved about the Tuohys when they adopted that kid in the Blind Side
uh-huh.
is that when we do generous things, it's
My
not
Lord.
Only that we change a life. They said that 10,000 people emailed them saying that they had adopted because of seeing the story of an adoption. So the power of generosity isn't just that we serve others, that we just serve God, but that the sort of imitative power of being generous is that other people thus want to be generous too. And it spreads. And it's the good kind of virus that spreads as opposed to the bad stuff that spreads. And so that kind of generosity, you walk away from doing generous things and you can't wait to go do it again. It becomes almost a healthy as you would like to say, a healthy addiction.
Yeah. Well, Lee, you know, I sometimes consider myself an at-risk host. So could you have me down at your sumptuous ranch down there in Mississippi? And I need some equine therapy, you know, to just get through the stress of the holiday season.
Well, you'll have to come. We have a family farm in the middle of nowhere, far into the middle of Mississippi, where you can buy acres for probably a couple of $100s.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no internet, there's no wireless, and
what?
You simply
what am I
horses?
Supposed to do?
No.
What do you mean?
I don't know what you're going to do. It's going to be fun watching you. And well, Reagan actually now, she's 11 now, but she's used to not having her phone for 2 days. But I would just love to watch you go through detox for at least 24 hours. You'd get the jitters like a heroin addict. And then by day two, you'd be in this peaceful, well, how you used to be in law school back before we had an internet. And
yeah.
We could just go out to a concert. And by the way, see Wynton Marsalis, because we saw
yep.
Wynton Marsalis.
A lot. It's a Charlottesville.
In
yep.
Charlottesville.
Yeah, not him. John Hyatt, all the great concerts we saw back then. And not in like
yep.
Dave Matthews, but we saw him and all those cats. Lee, we're going to have you back before Christmas. More stories of generosity, charitable giving. And those individuals who changed our lives, and people who aren't family members, who didn't really – they didn't have any obligation to, but they stepped up anyway. These segments are always brought to you by Food for the Poor. Go to LauraIngram.com or LifeSet.com. Click on that link. You'll see it, the Give Life link. And please give what you can, $50 a year. I mean, that is nothing. It's $12.50 a month is $150, and that saves three children. It's incredible.
Yep.
I love all the folks at Food for the Poor, though. They're just wonderful human beings. I'd like to bring my entire radio audience on a trip because it would just be mind-blowing for people to see the difference that they're making. But, Lee, thank you so much for joining us. Give my love to Val and Reagan and all the folks in your world, and I hope to see you soon and come back soon before Christmas.
Same to you and your kids, Laura.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Lee Habib from Salem Radio Network here on the Laura Ingram Show, 855-40-LAURA. Dr. Meg Meeker chimes in on the need for gratitude among spoiled children in the United States. How to instill gratitude when it's all about me, 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 me.
If there's just one secret to live.
Stay tuned for more of this special edition of The Laura Ingram Show.
If you offer the best part of yourself, even...
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holidays sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Wells Fargo Advisors would like to say thank you to our many veterans this holiday season. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor of our local Reading office. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to veterans of our military services who have put their lives on the line to protect the freedom we all enjoy. These patriots have accepted the responsibility to defend America and uphold our values, and for this, I am deeply grateful. I wish each and every veteran a safe return home, and we promise to give you our deepest support, honor, and praise.
You're listening to the best of the Laura Ingraham Show.
Oh, children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm going to send thee 12 by 12.
Sisters, children, go where I send thee, to your room. Joining us now, Meg Meeker, of course, a best-selling author, practicing pediatric and adolescent medicine for three decades, a parenting expert. She's written a lot for Life's Zet, and we had a lot of time with Meg before Christmas. We're going to talk to her about teaching kids about the birds and the bees, but today we're going to talk to her about teaching kids gratitude, especially this time of year. Meg, first of all, it's great to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and happy Advent to you. I love this time of year. A lot of great things to do with our kids, mm-hmm. and great lessons to teach our kids. So I love this time of year.
I do, too, except I woke up this morning. Maria comes up to me and says, Nico got into his Advent calendar. I said, what does that mean? She ate the first. He ate the first 2 weeks of chocolates. This is what he always does. I tell him not to eat the Advent. The first 2 weeks gone. And I think the 31st is gone, too. But that's
oh, I love it.
That's the way it goes. Oh. Gratitude, an attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
How to foster that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, modern parents are so focused on making our kids happy and making sure our kids have opportunities and that they have all good things and they have the toys they want. So the first thing we need to do is shift our focus and use this as a time to help our kids not focus on what they want to get, but what they should be giving, you know. And you know, kids don't have empathy naturally. They don't naturally think, what does somebody else want? What does somebody else think? And so parents can start to say, you know, so-and-so down the street, I noticed, is having a little bit of a difficulty. Maybe we could go help them. Or rather than ask your kids, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want Santa to bring you? Talk to them about what they could give to somebody else. And it doesn't have to be monetary. You know, they don't have to buy it. But could you think of a nice letter that you could write grandpa? Or, you know, what about somebody else in your class who may be struggling with something? Do you think there would be something nice you could do for that kid?
Hmm.
So in other words, bring them out of themselves and start talking about other people in their life and cultivate an awareness, a conscientiousness that they would have about another person. Very easy to do, but we have to be in charge of all that.
Right, and I try to do that with, you know, visits to their great uncle in Connecticut and other people on the floor that live in his facility, and we do that. We make them cards and so forth, but it never seems like it's enough. You know, you the daily life is so busy, Meg, and you feel like, okay, I'm trying to make another card, and meanwhile you don't get your math homework done.
Exactly. Well, but we don't necessarily, it doesn't even need to be something that we need to do, but rather just talk about how do you, you know, at the end of the day, how do you think Maria felt about that? Or what do you think she's worried about? Or what do you think she'd like to do? Just rather than talking about what the kids want and how the kids feel and what they need, talk to them about other people. And maybe I'm a big advocate of parents praying with their kids at night. Who would you like to pray for rather than yourself? You know, so just getting them thinking about other people. And remember, this takes years to train into kids, not days and months. So you do it year in and year out, and it really does work if you just go at it and at it and at it. And just small little conversations throughout the day to get their mind on other people's needs and wants just brings them out of themselves all the time, because our culture fosters the sense that kids deserve to have what they want, they deserve not to be offended, they deserve to have life easy. Well, that's not really true. So just to bring them out of themselves.
Meg Meeker, short segment today. Meg, thank you so much. We'll close out this hour of the Laura Ingram Show.
This has been the best of the Laura Ingram Show.
Hey guys, my friends at MyPillow have some great news for the holidays. They are bringing back their buy one, get one free deal for a limited time. You buy one of any type of the pillows and receive one of the same or lesser value for free. There's no better gift than a MyPillow for the holidays. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable. It also comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose. To get this limited time offer of a buy one, get one free, go to MyPillow.com and then click on the radio listener special or call them at 800-385-5164 and use the promo code Laura. That's 800-385-5164. Always use the promo code Laura and then you'll get the holiday buy one, get one free special. Remember, the folks at MyPillow have been steadfast supporters of free speech and free and diverse intellectual thought in this country. So call them at 800-385-5164 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Laura. Remember, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Laura.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service.